Harper Audio presents The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side by Kim Russo. This is the author. Introduction. What's the first word that pops into your head when you think about psychic mediums? It's okay, you can say it. There was a time when I also thought of them as quacks. I imagined that they wore long flowing robes, big hoop earrings, and maybe even turbans. In my mind, they were like those gypsy women who coax you into giving them money to light candles and ward away evil, or to scry into a crystal ball and tell you what your future will hold. I am not any of those things, of course. I am the mother of 3 grown sons, a loving wife, married to the same man for 28 years, and until recently, the loyal caregiver of 2 of the most amazing Shih Tzu dogs, Muggsy and Maggie, who both lived to the ripe old age of 18. When many people meet me, they say I remind them of someone they know. Their BFF Donna, their neighbor Lisa, or even just someone they'd love to hang out with. Occasionally, people tell me that I look like Paula Abdul or Kirstie Alley, but never once has anyone said, "Hey, you know, you look like you could be a psychic." I do my own laundry, clean my own home, and cook my own meals. I consider myself to be a very level-headed, grounded, and logical person. Why am I telling you all of this? Because spiritual gifts aren't granted only to special individuals who sit in the yoga position on faraway mountaintops and chant all day. They are also given to very ordinary people like you and me. You never know. Your favorite teacher, doctor, lawyer, or police officer may possess a keen sense of intuition or any number of other psychic gifts they prefer to keep hidden like a shameful secret. I kept my abilities under wraps for a long time, too. I was an executive secretary for a real estate firm up until the day my husband Anthony and I decided to start a family. Anthony is now retired, but over the years he held as many jobs as he had to for me to be a stay-at-home mom for our 3 boys. We had always planned for me to go back to work and pick up where I left off once the kids were in school full-time. They are older now and done with their studies, except I definitely did not pick up where I left off. With the encouragement of many sincere and knowing people, I openly acknowledged and pursued my true calling. When I was very young, I fantasized that my calling was to be a professional singer. I loved the idea of standing on a stage with a microphone, making people feel happy with what was coming from my voice. Fast forward many years later, and though I still love music and I do stand on stage holding a microphone, making people feel happy with what is coming from my voice, it is all very different than I ever imagined. Rather than inspiring crowds with my singing voice, I inspire them with my speaking voice, relaying messages of hope, love, and inspiration from the world beyond. With greater understanding of what psychic mediums can do to enlighten and uplift themselves and others, I have effectively gone from being a reluctant and undercover medium to being, as many people call me, the happy medium. I am able to provide great pleasure to so many people and myself doing what I do now. I'm often asked why some people have this gift while others don't, and my answer always seems to come as a surprise. We all have psychic abilities. Every one of us is born with them. They are part of our spiritual DNA. This gift is about energy and how each one of us can use ours best. Science has proved that everything in the universe is made of energy. Essentially, what you will discover in this book is that the energy of the soul has a unique vibratory imprint that is able to transcend time and space. The difference between those who ex-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?